we gonna do now? Let's go back.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Friendly Bounces, a podcast to be named later, episode 15. It's an emergency Gus Johnson podcast. I'm here with Matt Cianfrone. We're pumped. If you haven't heard the news, Gus Johnson is back in the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have hired him as a part-time announcer. He's going to be doing 20 games this year, home and away. No specific dates yet, but yeah, he's back. And we're pumped, so we're just going to kind of talk about it. Matt, how's it going?
With this news, awesome. Like, I mean, I was talking to you before you came on. I grew up with Gus calling Knicks games. I mean, he worked there forever, and, you know, I just remember growing up listening to Gus as I watched the Knicks, and this is awesome news that he's come back to now broadcast for my favorite team. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, I don't think there's a better mix. Like, he's a perfect match for the Bucks.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Like, I can just, first of all, he's going to butcher Giannis's name a million times, and it's going to be incredible. It's like, like, you get to hear him call these plays, and, like, Giannis is doing incredible things. It's really a match made in heaven, almost.
Yeah, we're on the Gus Johnson soundboard, so we might just drop in Gus Johnson sound bites throughout this. But yeah, he's known for, like, I know Simmons, it was Simmons that talked about it, right? The, like, Gus Johnson effect, where, like, games he announces just seem to have magical things happen. And hopefully that's the case with the Bucks. Like, I can't imagine. It's going to be so great having him back in the league, especially with this team.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the Bucks had this tendency last year to, like, play in a bunch of really tight games. Like, that Middleton had the couple game winners.
Yeah.
Like, the one he hit against the Heat was absolutely ridiculous. Like, balls getting saved and stuff. You put that team with Gus, like you said, like, Simmons, Law, Gus. Like, we're just going to see ridiculous, like, balls bouncing 94 feet into someone's hands to hit a buzzer beater. It's going to be incredible. Like, it's awesome. If only this team could shoot. Because then we get, like, fires and buckets and things like that. So maybe this is the thing that pushes them to just, like, go get a bunch of shooters.
Yeah. You gotta get the, you gotta have, like, OJ Mayo step up and just start, like, have a career year from three. And you just get Gus going crazy.
It'd be incredible. Like, it's gonna be so much fun. And the great thing is, like, Bucks TV crew is already, like, pretty good to begin with. And so, like, I enjoy listening to them compared to a lot of teams out there. And, like, now you're adding Gus to that, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, so he said he was – Sports Illustrated just announced this, like, literally within the hour. And so for right now, it's a part-time deal. He's doing 20 games this year, and he's taking it on a year-to-year basis – because he has, like, his college football and college basketball stuff with Fox Sports 1. But he said to Richard Deitch that, in my heart of hearts, I hope this is something I get an opportunity to do for a long time. And that would really be pretty sweet if Gus became full-time Bucks announcer with this crew. Like, I mean, the Bucks are going to, you hope, be, you know, on the rise and be an incredible bunch for the next, you know, 7-8 years. If you can get Gus, like, that whole time, that just elevates them from, they're already going to be one of the most watchable teams, and then you have Gus in the mix. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, it's, I mean, I haven't been in Milwaukee for a few years because I've been down at school. But now that I'm back, it's pretty cool to see all the fun stuff that's happening for the city, because this has been, I mean, the Bucks have basically been irrelevant in the city since, like, 2001. I mean, they had a few playoff teams, but they lost in the first round, and now, like, they lost in the first round last year, too, but like they're on the rise, and all of a sudden it seems just like everything's turning around, and this is just like the culmination of like new ownership. They got a new stadium being built, like new young talent, and then just good things happen, and Gus finds his way here too. Is I know I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's like it's funny because like I'm not from Milwaukee. I grew up in New Jersey. Like, you know, I fell in love with this team because of that 2001 playoffs. Like Ray Allen, getting into basketball, and Ray was great. He became my favorite player, and so the Bucks are my favorite team. But like even then, you had like all these bad things happening. Like Scott Williams got suspended for the game 7. You know, and then they blew up the court. I remember getting tickets to see the Bucks play the Nets, like couple weeks after they traded Ray Allen. I got free tickets to see my favorite player, and then they traded him and stuff like that. So it's just something bad always happens. Bogut slips and falls.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's turning around, and it's awesome just being a fan from afar. And yeah, like you said, you add Gus to this, and it's great. And, you know, it's amazing how much a great play-by-play guy can do for excitement. But, you know, I cover the Pelicans, and I sit there every night and listen to Joel Myers call Anthony Davis games. And like, this pairing is going to kind of get linked. And now you add Gus and Giannis to that. And,
yeah.
You know, the NBA is in such a great place, talent-wise, broadcast-wise. I mean, you have Kevin Harlan, you have all those guys.
Right.
Like, this just adds to that. And the league's going to get so much fun.
Yeah.
Even more fun, really.
He already has all his catchphrases like rise and fire and buries it. Here we go. I can't wait to see what he comes up with for Giannis or like Jabari, because you know he's coming up with something.
It's going to be incredible. When the first like great Giannis play is just, it's going to be so much fun. And it's really, it becomes appointment television for so many people now. And that's great for our league and for everything like that. Like, the more teams you have like that, the better. For 20 games, even casual fans are going to want to watch the Bucks.
Yeah. And just, like, you think about the crazy stuff Giannis did last year, like his dunk on Bosch or, like, that windmill. And just, like, imagining what Gus would have done. Like, because you know Giannis is going to do those things again. And I mean, we're kind of just repeating ourselves and going in circles, but I mean, that's what Gus does. Like, he just brings, we already love the game so much, and he has so much love for the game that, like, you just combine it, and it's awesome. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, like, the play I keep thinking about, like, imagining Gus trying to call, and part of it's, like, I was in the building for it. Me and my brothers went to the game, but the play he made against the Knicks where he went up and he blocked Tim Hardaway Jr. and then went behind his back at half court and threw down the dunk. And now you're like, God, imagine Gus calling like the crescendo in his voice.
Yeah.
And just get to like this scream, and it'd be incredible.
He would have done that,
and
like
we get that now.
This one.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the best. And he doesn't know what to say, so he just goes to the ha ha.
So much, it's just going to be so fun. And like you said, like, he genuinely loves basketball, which is the biggest thing. Like, you watch him do football, and he's done soccer, and he's good at football. I don't watch soccer enough to really know, but he's good at football, but you can just tell he doesn't love it as much as he loves basketball.
Yeah.
So bringing him back to that is going to be incredible, because you know he'll put in all the effort and the research and everything he needs to do.
Definitely. You have any final thoughts? Otherwise, we'll kind of wrap things up. A little emergency Gus Johnson podcast.
I'm probably just going to go watch him yell, "My name's Al Herring," and rocket buckets for, like, forever, basically, because that is, I can't decide whether that or Kevin Harlan's call on the one LeBron James dunk with the no regard for human life. One of those two calls is my favorite basketball call ever. I just haven't decided which, so I'll probably just be watching Gus, YouTube videos tonight.
Same. All right. This is a podcast to be named later, episode 15. I'm Jack. That was Matt. A little emergency Gus Johnson is back edition. Sorry, DJ Los Latino, but we're going to let Gus play us out tonight.